Olga.
He hasn't come on yet.
I think.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to mute.
We'll start. Okay, we'll start in a minute. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, and then connect to certainty through the Sulam commentary, the Parshat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Lashem Yehud kutcha b'rishu rishkin tebit kilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Le'akta Lashem Yud hei bovache. Ve'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei adeinu kononeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tameinan Dekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'eila Wittata Kolai hu kishot viovada dikshot vele lach mila bialma vivae barnash ledach yale yam vine yaulam haga vea kolana dehakulu ovada dikshot ininun vikolai tzirich be alma the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. One verse that we study that connects to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will count the Omer. Last night we counted the 30th day of the Omer. We'll start with step two of the Omer. Which is the verses before the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yikmor Ba'adi Adonai Yohe Wahe Hasdecha le'olam ma'aseh yadeicha el teref. Psalm 57:3. Ikra le'elohim le'elyon la'el gomer alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Be'ebor alai be'erech mitboseset. Bedamayich vayomar lecha bedamayich chayi. Vayomar lech bedamayich chayi. Psalm 104:1-2. Barki nafshi et Adonai. Yohewahe Elohim. Yohewahe Elohe gedalta meod od vehadar levashta. O teor Kesalma note shemayim kairia. Step 3 is the blessing. Baruch ata Adonai Yohewahe Yudhevave Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Hayom echad u'shloshim yom la'omer shehem arba'ah shavuot v'shelosha yamim. Today is day 31 of the Omer, which is 4 weeks and 3 days. The number 31 connects to the Hebrew name of God, El, Aleph Lamed. The inner light. Arachaman hu yachzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. We will stop at the 31st letter in verse 5 and the 31st word. Olam natsea binginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu salah. La'da'at ba'aretz darkecha. V'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu, Yitishbot amim, Mishor ulumim, Ba'aretz panem, Selah. The letter that we're connecting to is the Vav. It's both a letter and a hook. The meaning of the word is a word. The meaning of the Vav as a word is hook. And as a letter, it represents the Vav in the Tetragrammaton. Yoducha. The word Yoducha means to be thankful and appreciative. And how does that help with our connection to Hashem? What can you change about yourself to strengthen your appreciation of other people? Or state your thankfulness to both them and to Hashem. Amin Elohim Yoducha Amin Kulam Eretz Natna Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim V'Eloheinu Yevarkenu Elohim V'Yiru Oto Kalaf Se'aretz. Step 7 is the Arabic Koach. Anna B'Koach Gedulat Shemimcha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kiva Bat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhem Taharem Rachamei Sikatcha Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Tzaditaf Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berov. The letter Bet, the third letter in the fifth verse. The letter Bet is both a word, meaning a house, and a letter, meaning blessings. Why do you think the Torah begins with the letter Bet? How is your house strengthened? In what ways can you bring more blessings to the world, to your family, to yourself? Tuvcha na el adatecha et tuvbet tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrei kidushatecha. Yud gimel lamed tei zayin kuf. Shavateinu kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumot Shin kufav tzadi yutzav. The eighth verse we say in a whisper. The Baal Shem Tov teaches that there are 42 stops in the desert. The 31st journey is from Chor HaGilgad, and he camped at Yatvanta. Yatvanta means a good, calm place. Another commentator defined it as a good, rich place. It's an area of flowing brooks. And this refers to the deep calm that comes with seasoned wisdom. As the Talmud writes, the minds of elderly scholars become more settled with age. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer. Kidei letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta, betorata, uspartem, lachem, mimacharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem, eto omer ha-tenufa, sheva shabbatot mimot. Tiyina, mimacharat ha-shabbat. Hashvit ha-tesefiru, chamishim yom, kidei sheyitacharu nafshot, amcha Yisrael mezo hamatam, uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha. Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu shebizchut sefirat haomer. Shesafarti ha'ayom, yetukan ma shebagamti v'sefirah. Tiferet shebehod. Tiferet represents balance and hod appreciation. The more we appreciate, the more we will find ourselves in a frame of balance.
V'yetaher v'yetkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah.
The righteous people who left on the 31st day which is the 16th day of Iyar, Rabbi Meir Ben Gedalia of Lublin, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein. And the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach will say additionally a second 8th verse just in case we need to ground any excess energy. Please do so in a whisper. Our class tonight is the teachings of the Ari from Parashat Behar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, second column from the left. That opens up the landing page for the writings of the Ari. And then click on Parashat Behar. There's only one link, and that is our class tonight. It's actually two parts of a four-part series that the Ari wrote. The portion of the Torah read this week begins with the commandment of letting the land lie fallow every seventh year. To quote the verse, when you come into the land which I am giving to you, the land shall rest, a Shabbat for Hashem. The meaning of the sabbatical year and the Jubilee will be understood after the following discussion. We see that there is a weekly Shabbat
and a sabbatical year, which is also called a Shabbat. As it is written, a Shabbat for God and the Shabbat of the land. And let us examine why the sabbatical year is also called a Shabbat, and what difference there is between the weekly Shabbat and the sabbatical year. The spiritual ascent of all worlds is the essence of the Shabbat. We have already explained that the spiritual ascent of all the worlds is the essence of the Shabbat. Every world rises to a higher level than it is on during the rest of the week. Specifically, the Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut of Asiya collectively ascend to the level normally occupied by Chesed Gevura Tiferet. Chesed Gevura Tiferet ascends to the level of Chachma, Bina, and Daat. Chachma, Bina, and Daat of Asiya ascend to the level of Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut of Yetzirah, and so on up to the original beginning of the emanation itself. For even Arishan Kin ascends on Shabbat, and its place is taken by Abba and Ima, as is known. The Sephirot have collectively, relative to their energy levels, they behave according to their energy levels. Although each Sephirah has its own identity, the Sephirot of the intellect, of the emotions, and of behavior function together as units. For this reason, the ascent they undergo on Shabbat occurs relative to these energy levels. A world in Kabbalah is a level of consciousness, a realm in which everything on this level shares a common awareness of God. A lower world sustains less divine consciousness, a higher world more. The ascent of the worlds on Shabbat, one notch in the hierarchy of consciousness, thus means that each level temporarily is able to sustain a level of God awareness that is normally too high for it. Normally, if someone or something on the level of Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Asiya would acquire the consciousness of Chachma Bina Dat of Asiya, this would mean that he has ascended from the previous level up to the higher one. On Shabbat, however, the lower level ascends to the higher level while still retaining its identity as the lower level. This temporary bending of reality occurs only on Shabbat. As soon as Shabbat is over, reality reverts to its former state. The ascent of the worlds on Shabbat upward one notch in the hierarchy of consciousness means that each level temporarily is able to sustain a level of God awareness that is normally too high for it. It follows that on Shabbat all the worlds experience an ascent. The sabbatical year is called a Shabbat, since it is similar in this respect to Shabbat. All worlds ascend to a level higher than their normal one, just as they do on the weekly Shabbat. The difference is that on Shabbat, all creation experiences an ascent, while in the sabbatical year, only the three lower worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, ascend. This works as follows. Netzach Hod Yesod of Asiya ascend to the level of Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Asiya, and so on, just as on Shabbat. Thus, Chachma Bina and Daat of Bria ascend to the level of Malchut of Atzilut. But from Malchut of Atzilut on up, there is no ascent. whatsoever, and we mortals have no power to cause any such ascent. Only on Shabbat do these levels ascend. Notice that the description of what happens on Shabbat, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, all function as one unit. Whereas here, the Ari mentions only Netzach, Hod, Yesod functioning as a unit, and Malchut seems to be functioning separately, as seen in the fact that Hachna, Bina, Dat, and Briah are described as ascending to Malchut to Batzilut, and not to Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut of Atzilut. And this discrepancy will now be explained. On Shabbat, all four lower sephirot of each world ascend to the level of the three middle sephirot. There is a second difference which will shed additional light on the difference just described. On Shabbat, all four lower sephirot of each world ascend to the level of the three middle sephirot. In the sabbatical year, this is not the case, but rather only Netzach Hod Yesod of Asiya ascend to the level of Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Asiya, while Malchut of Asiya ascends to the level of Netzach Hod Yesod of Asiya. Thus, Malchut behaves independently of Netzach Hod and Yesod, and does not ascend with them to the level of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, but only up to the level of Netzach Hod and Yesod, and remains there by itself. Similarly, the three higher sephirot of Asiya ascend to the level of Malchut of Yetzirah, and Malchut of Yetzirah to the level of Netzach Hod Yesod of Yetzirah. Netzach Hod Yesod of Yetzirah to the level of Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Yetzirah. Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Yetzirah to the level of Keter Hachman Bina of Yetzirah, and Keter Hachman Bina of Yetzirah to the level of Malchut of Briah, and the Malchut of Briah to the level of Netzach Hod Yesod of Briah. Following this pattern, Keter Hachman Bina of Briah ascend to the level of Malchut of Atzilut. From this point upward, all the sephirot remain at their usual level and do not ascend as we pointed out above. We will now explain how it is possible on Shabbat for all four lower sephirot, Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut, to ascend together. Netzach Hod and Yesod exist on the three axes of right, left, and center, respectively. It will be recalled that the sephirot are organized into a trilinear array that depicts the various relationships among them. And this structure is as follows. And you can see the various levels where Keter is on its own, but Bina and Hakma are on its one level. Dots is in the center column on the set, a different level. And so forth. The energy level of the sephirot is reflected in their position in this structure. For example, the energy level of Netzach and Hod is lower than that of Chesed and Gevurah. The fourth of the four lower sephirot, Malchut, is not situated below them, as the chart might seem to indicate, such that we might assume that it occupies a level of its own. If this were the case, we would have to explain how it is possible that three sephirot can occupy the place normally occupied by four, or four Sephiroth, the place normally occupied by three. Balfour is not underneath Netzachot Yesod, but behind them. As was detailed above, on Shabbat, the Netzachot Yesod Malchut of each world collectively ascends to the level of Chesed Gevura Tiferet of that world. Likewise, the Chachma Bina Dat of each world ascend to the level of Netzachot Yesod Malchut of the next world up. This is not the case, however, since Malchut is not underneath Netzachot and Yesod, but behind them, as is known. Malchut stands behind the Netzachot Yesod of Zeranpin. It follows that the feet of Malchut extends down only as far as, down to the lower extremity of Netzachot Yesod of Zeranpin. This being the case, the Malchut does not occupy any vertical space by itself at all. And this is true on weekdays when Malchut is back-to-back with Zeranpin. It is also true on Shabbat when they turn to face each other. During the week, the emotions are somewhat divorced or disconnected from their means of expression. And Zeranpin and its nukva, referred to here simply as Malchut, are back-to-back. What this means of expression during the week, as we have explained previously, we are meant to focus on the task of rectifying and elevating the physical world. This entails a temporary disconnection from our higher selves as we sally forth into the jungle of desert and unredeemed reality to slay the dragons and spread the light. In order to engage reality on its own level, we have to turn our backs, so to speak, on the pure experience of inspiration. We can get on with the work at hand. On Shabbat, however, we are bidden to rest from this challenge in order to reconnect with our higher selves. In Kabbalistic terminology, this means that our nukva and Zeranpin face each other anew in order to couple. Our means of expression gets recharged from their renewed contact with the emotions that power them. This is in fact exactly what Malchut demanded, that she stand face to face with Netzachot and Yesod. And this refers to the demand of the moon recorded in the Midrash, that it be placed on equal footing with the sun. The moon symbolizing Malchut, while the sun symbolizes Netzachot and Yesod. I am adding, I have always learned that the sun is Tiferet, not that lower level of Netzachot and Yesod. In any case, it never occupies any level by itself below them. Thus, if these four Sephirot ascend to a level occupied by three Sephirot, or the three others ascend to a level occupied by these four, this is not a problem, since the vertical space occupied by these four is the same as that occupied by three. We have thus explained how the ascent of the Sephirot occurs on Shabbat. However, we must now explain something else, for by this same token, we must ask how in the sabbatical year, the first three Sephirot of any particular world can ascend to the level normally occupied by Malkut of the world, immediately above it, which is a level normally occupied by one Sephirah. Or how Malkut, which is only one Sephirah, can ascend and occupy the level of Netzachot and Yesod, which are three Sephirot. The truth is that this too is self-understood. For Malkut, after all, is not just one Sephirah, but rather an entire Partzuf, the Nukva. It is just that the length, the height of this Partzuf is the same as that of Netzachot Yesod of Zeranpin. That's when it ascends in the same as that of Netzachot Yesod of Zeranpin. Thus, when it ascends, Malchut can still fill the level usually occupied by Netzachot Yesod and Keter, Hachma, and Bina. Of the lower world, and it can ascend to and fill the place occupied by Malchut alone. And this explains everything. Malchut is called the daughter. There are other differences, which will also be self-understood based on what we will explain presently. Please, Hashem. Bear in mind that the word Shabbat, spelled Shin Bet Tav, as explained in the Zohar, may be read as daughter of the letter Shin, or Shin Bat. This is because Malchut, which is called son, Malchut, which is called the daughter, ascends to the level of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, which are alluded to by the three branches of the letter Shin, which alludes as well to the three axes of the Sephirot and the three patriarchs, as is known. The Nukva is called the daughter of Abba, and Ima the mother, while Zeranpin is called the son. This simply means that three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, personified the three axes of the Sephirot, right, left, and center. When Netzachot Yesod ascend, Malchut ascends with them to the level normally occupied by Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. And this is Shabbat. This is the advantage of Shabbat over the sabbatical year. For in the sabbatical year, Malchut ascends only as far as Netzachot and Yesod. As detailed above, during the sabbatical year, Malchut only ascends to occupy the level of Netzachot and Yesod. On Shabbat, in contrast, Malchut ascends with Netzachot and Yesod to occupy the level of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. Since the soul is born out of Malchut, the consciousness of the children of Israel, therefore follows the same paradigm. And this is why on Shabbat, more worldly pursuits are forbidden that are during Shabbat. These more worldly pursuits are forbidden than are during the sabbatical year. The soul has experienced a higher level of spirituality, which would be contravened by engaging in material work. This, then, is the mystical meaning of the verses, which referred to the sabbatical year as a Shabbat, and the Shabbat of the land, and the land will rest, etc. The land refers to Malchut. It rests by itself and is not included with Netzachot and Yesod as they ascend to the level of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, but rather ascend only as far as the level of the Netzachot Yesod. The phrase, and the land will rest, alludes to the first distinction we detailed between Shabbat and the Shabbatical year. For Shabbat is the day of rest and ascent for all 10 Sefirot of Atzilut, whereas on the Sabbatical year, only Malchut rests and ascends, while the other semi-rest of Atzilut. These remain at their usual levels and do not ascend at all. Note here that the concept of ascent is considered equivalent to that of rest. While we might assume that rest means staying at one's native level and not ascending, and this indicates that resting and a particular Shabbat resting is conceived in Judaism as a return to one's higher spiritual self, which in fact can often be quite flat taxing rather than simple illustration. This then is the meaning of Shabbat of the land, and the land shall rest, a Shabbat for God. The land, Malchut, will ascend to God, meaning to the higher consciousness of God informing Zeranpin. It does not, however, ascend to the level of Chesed Gevura, Tiferet, as it does on Shabbat. If this were so, it would not be a Shabbat of rest only for the land, but for Netzach Chod Yesod of Zeranpin as well. Rather, the sabbatical year is a time of rest only for the land, for it alone ascends. Even though the three lower worlds, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, all 10 Sephiroth ascend, these three worlds are relatively all Nukva, being the hosts of Malchut of Atzilut. Even though in the three lower worlds, in Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, all 10 Sefirot ascend, these three worlds are relatively all Nukva, being the hosts of Malchut of Atzilut. All three lower worlds are born from the womb of Malchut of Atzilut and are therefore subject to the vicissitudes of the spiritual dynamics. In this case, it is the issue of whether or not Malchut of Atzilut ascends all the way up to the level of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, or only as far as Netzachot Yesod, that determines whether it will be Shabbat or the Shabbatical year. If these in these lower worlds, thus all the rest of the sabbatical year is only as far up as Malchut of Atzilut, as it is written, the land will rest. We do not have enough time to finish the second section, so we will pick that up next year. Does anyone have any questions? Are there any questions?
None for me.
Say again?
I said, I don't have any questions. None from me.
Okay.
I found
all
this
right,
one.
You found it what?
I found it deep, you know.
Well, it's deep because we're using three words, because we don't have a word that describes all three together.
Okay.
The Ten Sephirot consists of three levels. Three levels of three each. So you have Keter, Chokmah, and Bina as one level. Then you have Netzach, Hod, Yesod, but that's usually done with someone else writing it. And then you have Hod, or Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. You have that lower level. So you have Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, plus there's three levels of three. I'm sorry, I'm fading out as well.
Yeah, me too.
But
well, it's from that
chart,
Keter, Bina, Chokmah, and then Gevurah, Chesed, Tiferet. Is it according to that chart that you're referring to?
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
So, we will have a class at 7 o'clock tonight that will be a Tikkuni Zohar class, as well as our deeper Zohar class at 4:30. Shalom Gadol to all.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Have a good night. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.